A Digo operator.
Joined.
Spanish interpreter on English.
I'm joined.
Nick.
Joined.
Cheryl.
Joined.
Doug Brandt.
Joined.
Hi, Darlene.
Joined.
Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, Nick.
I'm sorry, this is Doug Brett. I'm going to go and hold a minute. I see I have a message, and I'm wondering if it might be from Denise. I'll be right back on.
Sure. We got the Adobe link up yet?
Not yet. Matthias thought that we only need one for the RIA. He didn't realize we needed one for this, so he's making one now.
Making one? I thought we could just use whatever was there last.
Well, because we're recording. And so then you'll have spare chats and stuff on the recording of something else, like the RAA one.
Okay. I thought the recording was actually the just what happens over the... Oh, no, it would be screen and verbal. Okay.
Yeah, but whatever's there, so...
Hey, Nick. I'm back again, just to let you know that the guys have figured out a way, even when we're using a different calling service, it would be too late to do this for this morning, but even when we're using a different calling service, we're all through Adobe Connect.
How? Allah, bloody Lulia.
Oh, good, yeah, because I know that was something that I talked to Roman about and said it just didn't work right. Yeah.
Join.
Not videoing.
Left.
Heavens above, sorry, it's me, Vander, and I almost ended up in video, which is more than we need. Hang on, yes. Join us now.
Denise Michelle.
Joined.
Hi, Denise. Frederick.
Joined.
Carlton.
Hi, this is Denise.
Good morning.
Joined.
Hi, Denise. Hi, Denise. Hi, Carlton.
Hi, Denise. Who else is on?
Frederick.
Doug.
Frederick, how are you?
I'm here.
Fine, thank you.
Joined.
Bo Brendler.
Hi, joined. Hi, Karen. We'll do a roll call in a few minutes as everybody clusters. Otherwise, we'll do nothing but repeat everybody's names five times.
Very well.
Okay.
Morning, Carol.
How did you know it was me?
Oh, well.
My dulcet tones have become recognizable? Sure.
Oh, yeah.
But yes.
Joined.
Morning, Matthias.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What time is it in your part of the world, Bo?
It's 8 o'clock Jamaica time.
Ah, okay, Carlton, nice.
Sorry, I was unmuting myself. It's a beautiful day.
Mm. Oh, good.
It was cold last night. It got down to about, like, 35 degrees Fahrenheit.
Oh, what's that in real numbers? Come on. I live in a Celsius world.
I think you half it and subtract 20 or something like that.
Well, I thought, like, 32 was freezing, so I guess it's close to 1, yeah. Okay, who do I shoot in the at-large staff for the Adobe Connect link not being up?
I think Matthias is doing it at sort of a million miles an hour. He thought that we only needed one for the RAA.
Okay, all right.
So he's fixing that now.
Excellent.
But you can shoot me if you must shoot someone.
Oh, look, I'll shoot anybody if it gets in my aim at the moment. I've had a long time. For those who don't get to hear about my other parts of volunteer life, we've had a two-day board retreat for AUDA, the CCTLD administration. And so I've been closeted thinking of very little else. But
heavenly
TLD.
Joined.
Oh, just about had enough.
Morning, Evan.
Good morning.
Hi, Evan.
Vanda Scartesin.
Hi, Vanda. Morning.
Hi, Vanda.
Joined.
Oh, somebody didn't say their name. Is Sylvia joining us tonight, Nick? I know Mexico was keen to join.
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
But remember, people are on this Spanish channel, so...
Ah, okay. Yeah. Who have you got an Adigo link to know who's in the other channel?
I think Matthias will in just a second, yeah.
Excellent. All right, well, we're coming up to 4 minutes past, so if Matthias can let us know who's in Spanish channel, and then we might do a round robin of who's who.
It'll take me 2 minutes, I'm afraid.
Okay, 2 minutes. I will. Do you want me to time that, or are you just going to do generally?
2 minutes.
Doug and Denise, are there any particular documents or additional documents you want to refer to tonight? I was thinking, Doug, some with corrected numbers.
That's a low blow.
Yeah. Yep. Yep, that'd be Rod. Get used to it.
You did just come off a board meeting.
Oh, shit, yes. You've got that for sure. but if we get those up on the Connect link, that might be useful, particularly for the interpreters in the Spanish channel, if you're going to refer to anything.
I don't really think for the call today we have revised documents. We have had a couple of meetings trying to quickly get through the list of questions. The GNSO has been particularly active in terms of asking a lot of very implementation detail-oriented questions. And I think we'll have some of that up today, but I don't think we have any of that available for the meeting right this moment.
Oh, okay, right. But you can speak in generalities. Again, the advantage of getting the Adobe Connect would be being able to type in that for whiteboard so we could at least have an accurate record of what's said.
Yeah, and I have a computer, so I'd be happy to participate in Adobe Connect.
I think I'm in one. Matthias is having problems getting into it, but I think it works.
All right. So for those of you on the call, and I'm assuming that anything that we say here will be translated into at least a Spanish channel, I've just refreshed, and the link is not up, but I might want to keep refreshing for a moment or two. Well, perhaps while we're wasting our time, we might find out who's here. Nick, does Matthias have anybody on the Spanish channel?
I'm sure he will speak up and tell you.
Well, he's had his 2 minutes. 15 seconds out of the 2 minutes, I think.
We'll have to wait a couple of minutes because I have to restart my computer.
I'm going to the Adiga window to check now.
That's great. Are we expecting Carlos or Jose on the Spanish channel?
Yes. Well, I know Carlos said he would be on.
Okay. Carlton, you're speaking in the English one, are you?
Yes, I'm in the English channel.
Okay.
We have Sergio Salinas and José Luis Bartalo in the Spanish channel.
Okay.
Excellent. Yeah, and for those of you whose refresh rate is as bad as mine in the Antipodes, the Adobe Connect link is now up on the ICANN Travel Procedure for Volunteers page. And if you care to join us in the Adobe Connect room, I think you'll find that it'll be a most useful tool to use regardless of what language channel you are on. Nick, do we have any questions that have been... I have been totally focused in Australia and not in the wider world of ANC. I've had the last, more than 48 hours. Has anything gone to any of the lists on specific questions that people wish us to raise this evening?
No, there's just been... there have been some light discussions. I know in North America there have been more specific issues raised, perhaps, than in the other regions.
Well, Nick, outside of lists, I can assure you there's been some discussions specifically to individual emails that have not what I would be declaring light. Carlton, is that a reasonable assessment?
Yes, it is.
Thank you. Right. So, yes, there are some questions, but we don't have them on notice. So I apologise to that extent. We were hoping to have questions on notice as well as questions that come in this evening, but I guess we've all been a little bit too busy with our real lives as well. But I would suspect that much of what's been said in the GNSO list, and I'm just looking through that, is fairly indicative of the concerns that, and questions that you're hearing from a number of the communities. So perhaps Doug or Denise, who wants to jump in the deep end with us? Did you want to give us a little feel for what the current state of play is with the other support organisations and constituencies?
May I just briefly remind everyone, this is Nick speaking. In order to help those on the Spanish channel, if you can preface when you start to speak with your name, it will help very much.
And for it's Cheryl here, if you are in the Travel for Speedger part of the Connect, Adobe Connect, please use your raise hand tool. Your raise hand tool will allow us to know who wishes to be speaking in what order.
We also have a Skype session open with the Adigo operators, so if anyone raises their hands in the Spanish channel, the operators will let us know, and we'll let you know, Cheryl.
Excellent, thank you. Okay. Denise, did I hear your voice then?
And Doug, I think, would be happy to start this off.
Let me lead it off. And obviously, the primary point is not to hear I can't staff talk on this call, but rather to take comments and have a dialogue. So I'll just be very brief. I think actually, from what I understand from Nick, I think the discussion, at least that I've seen on the GNSO, is sort of different than what the at-large concerns are on the GNSO list. Maybe taking a step back. In history, why are we doing this? When there's much important ICANN work going on, why focus on this travel issue? I really think there's two things that drove the creation of this this framework, this procedure. One of which is that there was more and more call from GNSO and other constituents for support, and for travel support. ICANN has very has several different ways that travel support is offered. And it did not, there was no complete written down policy for what amounts to a very significant travel line item in our budget. If you look at the budget for this fiscal year, for fiscal year 2009, by far the single most expense for ICANN is travel, and there was not a documented clear universal approach for dealing with that, and I think that inevitably that can lead to inequity, perception of unfairness, and just bad decisions. So, that was certainly one part. And the second part was a call on the part of the GNSO for additional travel funding for some community members. So those were the two big impetus, two underlying factors that caused us to take on this work. So far, what I would say, what I've seen on the GNSO, and maybe there's something I haven't seen or I'm unaware of, are a bunch of implementation-oriented questions with respect to the travel policy. As Cheryl mentioned, one was a math problem, but in general, is this a budget or is it headcount? How's it administered? In fact, many of the things that at large has already sort of gone through and answered, and I think has working pretty well for at large travel. So most of what I've seen on the GNSO side is sort of implementation detail-oriented questions that are important to make it work well, but I don't think particularly relevant for at large. I think some of the other questions in GNSO, because GNSO has multiple constituencies, is how those decisions are to be made, which constituencies within GNSO would get support, et cetera, et cetera. But again, I don't think that that's as much an at-large issue. From what I've seen, from what Nick has forwarded me and I've seen on email, it seems like the bigger issue with at-large is this perception of really being in a qualitatively different situation than some of the other, organizations within ICANN, and that needs to be factored into a travel policy. So I don't know, Cheryl, if there's other issues or if I'm missing something, but that's what I thought the primary thing we were going to be talking about this morning.
I'm sure it will be a primary issue. I think there's also some additional perception issues that this meeting hopefully will go a long way to clarifying, and that is that certainly with the analysis, and I don't believe Alan is on the call yet, but Alan Greenberg has done a past 3-year analysis, and we see the same amount of money being used across in the model for 2010 on for travel of all the support organisations, and so what's, and I think Carlton, you might like to come here at this point and raise some of the issues that Latin America has been discussing on and off public list, where as an opportunity to enhance and encourage the volunteer input from the multi-stakeholder model that we believe ICANN was encouraging, at least in terms of the transition from the JPA agreement, as it was, I'll be positive, that what we see was the same dollars used currently for ourselves and NOMCOM members spread across the full board. And that can be taken two ways, from a, I admit, somewhat sensitive ALAC perception, but perhaps more than ALAC and far more importantly than ALAC, the RALO and the ALS perception that clearly the work we have, what we thought, begun to clearly deliver is neither appreciated nor required. Carlton?
Yes, thank you, Cheryl. I think you pretty much summed up what it is. I think the most worrying thing certainly from where we sit in La Corralo, is the perception that, well, first of all, there needs to be an understanding that we are volunteers and our organizations just don't have resources to allow us to do the work that we are doing with ICANN. Quite frankly, speaking personally, if there is no support to do the work, I won't do the work because I can't afford it. I will not pay from my pocket, and the University of the West Indies certainly will not pay for us. We get public funds, and the public funds funding for the university simply does not stretch to ICANN support. That's the bottom line. Secondly, there is a perception from reading the document that ICANN seems to be thinking that now that we have what they consider I will use a term from the consultants, the stage 2 RALO, a lack in place, then I think the word was matured, and therefore, which tends to suggest that what we need to be is to be weaned. it also shows an abysmal lack of understanding of how the ALAC works and how civil society groups interact with ICANN. The thing that bothers me personally is that I was going about my business and I was actually recruited. I was asked to come and be involved in this thing. And it seems to me now we're working and it's working and it's just getting there. And the minute the structure itself is in place, it seems that I kind of say, well, that's good enough now, so we're out of here. That's what it seems to some of us. And so the question then to my mind is more strategic. Is the intent of ICANN to create structures and then use that as a basis to say, well, the job is complete. We're done. We're out. Bye. Or... hello?
Go ahead. Yeah, no, go ahead. Sorry.
Or is there a long-term commitment to the work of the ALAC, which I think is very important, useful work. The ALAC has been working very hard. We've been pronouncing on policy. We've been most active in the policy development sphere. And it seems to me that that is not being taken into account, because if you remove the support that the civil society groups that are represented in ALAC uses to communicate and to help with the work of ICANN, then you're actually undermining the ALAC, and that is the greatest concern we have.
Just before Cheryl here, just before any attempt to respond, Denise and Doug, we realise you're not going to be in a position in this conversation to defend or justify some of what you will be hearing. But what we are hoping is that any errors that we are making, misinterpretations that we have made, and perhaps, I suspect, confusion on some of the specific readings, because some of what has been written can be, I guess, assessed or read in more than one way, you will be able to clarify. But what I'm personally hoping is going to come out of tonight is a full and frank, and I do mean that in the proper political term, discussion where you as a senior staff are in a position to take back to ICANN the perceptual problems that I sincerely hope, because I'm not in the habit of wasting my time, are errors, and that the marketing as ICANN move on to, quote them, improving institutional confidence, may need to address. The details of which I have no concept of what they might be. But we need to move forward in a single, unified direction, not in a divisive one. So I'm not expecting, and I don't think anyone on this call is expecting, to have, this is right, this is wrong, responses or justifications, but we do hope there will be a lot of listening and note-taking done. Evan, if I can, and I'm sure you are on the call, Evan, a couple of points Carlton made, I think, trigger very strongly on the North American discussions, and perhaps you'd like to share some of North America's opinion.
Well, I guess my concern about the whole thing is treating this like a zero-sum game, that, for other constituencies to gain travel funding at large somehow has to lose. This is not, I don't want to be put into a position where you have different constituencies saying we deserve it more than they do, and I sort of feel that we're almost being manipulated into something like that. ICANN is in a situation where its revenues are certainly not going down. With the coming of GTLD auctions, the revenues are going to go up, and all of a sudden we're being told, well, there's only, a small pool from which to pay for travel for everyone. So for some constituencies to get more funding, at-large travel has to go down. And we did a little bit of calculation, and except for the spike that would be caused because of the summit, at-large travel is going to be going down more than 80% as a result of these policy changes. And so it really sort of astounds me that such a dramatic drop is being initiated. I really have no problem with other constituencies getting more funding. But to do this kind of cut to at large at such a critical point in its maturation process just seems to me as being absolutely careless.
Cheryl, this is Doug Brent. One of the things I am taking notes, and I don't know, I obviously don't know some of the...
Ma'am, I'm talking at you. Keep going.
Okay. Thank you.
Now, one of the things that could be useful is to know who else is on the call. I trust there's been a few additional people perhaps come into the Latin American one. Perhaps it's opportune to take a tiny moment to do a roll call, and that will also help us recognise each other's voices. We have Denise Michelle and Doug Brent, Nick Ashton Hart, and Matthias, and I believe Frederick, I'm sure you're here still, on this line. I'll just say who I've heard. We have Rudy, we have Evan from North America, and we have Carlton Samuels. Is there anyone else on the English channel?
This is Robert Guerra. I'm on the call as well.
Ah, thank you, Robert. I wasn't sure whether you were in French, Spanish, or English, being the multilingual individual. And can we know who is on the Spanish channel?
Carlene,
Yes, Bo Bremer on the English channel.
Oh, Bo. Sorry, Bo.
Are you talking about hearing voices from the Latin American channel?
I'd love to hear voices from the Latin American channel. Yes, please. Who is on the Latin American channel?
That would be Sergio Salinas Porto, Jose Luis Barzalo, and Silvia Leite. Carlos Aguirre sends his apologies.
Okay.
This is Silvia.
Yes, go ahead.
In the Spanish channel, we agree that with what Cheryl just said, but we have the impression that we have been a little bit manipulated. We are concerned that Alec has grown up a lot in the last 2 years in the meeting of Sao Paulo and Puerto Rico, especially in our region. We have had the opportunity to meet a number of members and to unify our efforts in the last 6 months. Everything has been registered in the list of discussions and detail and the monthly teleconferences that we have. Every time we have more people participating in those meetings and responding to the questionnaire that it was organized. So the question then is why this new policy and why this such a drastic cut in the assistance for the troubles, for given that we're voluntary, we work on a voluntary, and most of the organizations that work, especially in La Cralo, which is the organization that I know, these are associations of voluntary who are trying to work towards the digital inclusion, and we don't have the resources for international travel. On the other hand, I think that we're doing a great job bringing the ICANN's voice to our countries. Even La Cralo was totally unknown, so we're bringing the voices to our government, not as much as we wish, but we are getting our voice heard. So the question is why this drastic cut, why all of a sudden? Because at the end, we're doing a fantastic job for ICANN. So we don't understand the reason of this. Thank you.
Thank you, Silvia.
This is Sergio.
Yes, go ahead.
From Argentina.
Yes, go ahead.
First of all, I would like to say that here in it is 7 in the morning. Good morning. We're very concerned how this the development of ICANN is without the participation of the civil society. And the reason I'm saying this is because at least those who speak Spanish and don't have access to other information in other language, it's very concerning that this had been discussed in New Delhi. We didn't know that. On the other hand, we understand that there is a responsibility of ICANN, of those internet users, should discuss and participate in this organization. And I think this is a responsibility of everybody, because we cannot take measures without the users, the participation of the users. So let's think in terms of our times. The final users, we don't have a voice in terms of the decisions that are being taken. So this is wrong. And I'm concerned about that, because somehow those who have been participating in it, putting our time in and trying to get, trying to deal with the problems in our countries, which internet, and we've been working in actions that had to do with deal with poverty, with in the digital gap. Now we realize that we are discussing things that are related to internet, in which we could interact with governments, with businesses, and now we're being being put down. Who are those who think that the users don't have a voice? And because we don't have a voice to deal with the future of internet, I think we're talking about not only about internet but communications in general. Who is it that can tell us that what kind of services we want, what kind of technology we want to apply in our countries? We don't deserve that. And it's very worrisome because there are some people who think that if they don't travel, no trouble. If they are not here, no problem. If we just have them like a prop. So I don't think this should be like this. In Argentina, we're very concerned about that theme. And we think that we should have a stronger position in relation to this topic in order to have the right to express ourselves and to confront ideas in a space that should be plural and open. And I think this is very important. Plural and open means that we should have documents in Spanish, documents in French, whether these are in Chinese or Arabic. Not only that, these documents should be available in English. In my country, we speak Spanish, and we don't. So that's my comment. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sergio. We
Muchas gracias.
Always Sergio. Appreciate what Argentina has to offer.
As we do in Mexico,
and thank you, Silvia, for your very
thoughtful comments. A Silvia por sus comentarios.
And I would hope that you will have more to say, both or more of you, in the Spanish channel in just a moment. I think
this is Rudy. Can I say something?
Rudy, you're after Darlene. I have Darlene next.
Rudy.
Darlene, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I just wanted to echo Carlton's comments as well. That definitely was something that that we were talking about around the North American table, as well as the idea that when, as ALSs, when we were recruited, and again, yes, I was recruited as well, we were told that there would be regional meetings and such like that, and it looks like now with the new travel policy, they've slashed any kind of regional meetings as well, and it is getting very difficult to keep our existing ALSs engaged without any kind of face-to-face meetings. This has been commented on a couple of our conference calls. It's very difficult to stay engaged just watching the lists and such like that. And now with also the travel being cut for the secretariats and chairs, it means that we can't even try to mobilize our ALSs to try to, you know, get policy input and such like that. It really is hampering our abilities to be able to do any kind of useful work for ICANN. That's all. Thank you very much.
Thank you, darling. Please go ahead. Rudy?
Okay, thank you. Good morning. I would like to express that I agree with what Darlene said. My comments were along those lines, which it is important that we should have the ways of participation of the users of the region. the fact that we could have meetings face-to-face, it doesn't mean that the organizations couldn't continue working. Introducing documents and having debates and talk about the different topics that we share. It is important to have mechanisms or ways to continue meeting, like teleconferences. We have talked about the importance of translating documents, but as long as there are ways and mechanisms, even internet, to give the possibilities of meeting with the regional users, I think there is a responsibility of ICANN as well as the SLSs in the benefit of ourselves in our region. That's what I wanted to say. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sherry, Vanda, in the line.
Yes, go ahead, Vanda. And after Vanda, I think we should probably let
this is Jose Luis Barzallo. I would like to make a comment as well.
After Vanda, okay.
This.
One moment, Sergio. Vanda,
okay.
Go ahead.
This is Vanda here. I would like to echo Darlene's point, because from my point of view, it's even more important to have opportunity for the regional meetings than the international one. If you're going to choose some value for work in the hallows, we need at least have one face-to-face meeting for the whole region once a year, and once each 2 years, get all the RALOs together. That is the minimal, in my opinion, we should, fight for, to keep the structure we just built in the position to work. What is a lack of understanding for me is we just, from the structure of ICANN, we just built this RALO and the ALS. Since the beginning, the idea was the ALS inside their countries will not be sponsored. But the RALOs in all these ceremonies we had during these past years, We encourage people from entering the RALO to work and to have the support of ICANN to take the message of ICANN in the regional. So people join that, willing to participate and willing to do some job, some promote ICANN in the regional thing. And when we have all set for this RALO workings, we just went back and say, now you do yourself. So it's a kind of a misunderstanding of the whole process, because from outside, people are saying, well, we start this process, there is some rules, we enter in this process, and now it's nothing, everything's changed. We are under other hurdles. That is the image of this process in some way will, destroy the image of ICANN in those regions. That is my main concern in how this is working and how is the approach is given, considering all the process we have done. Thank you.
Thank you, Vanda. And just in case it's lost on anyone on this call, we're hearing from Vanda as someone who has come from the GAC world, through the board world, and to the ALAC as a NOMCOM appointee. Sergio, please go ahead.
It's Jose Luis Basalo.
Luis, please.
Jose. Okay, Jose Luis. Jose Luis, ¿quiere hacer su comentario?
If Sergio is ready and Luis is on mute, perhaps Sergio would like to make his comment.
Discúlpeme,
¿podría repetir otra vez lo que sabes?
No le escuché. Yes. I would like to point out two of the problems that I see and that I am very concerned about and that were pointed out. One of them is that we don't have enough translation of the documents because it's not justifiable the translation of these documents and the gap between the time they are written and released. And in the second place is the face-to-face meeting that the representatives should have in a regional meeting annually. I've heard constantly about the importance Lacrallo has. I'm constantly thinking, hearing that we are doing a voluntary work, very important. But it really... there have been some restrictions that for other groups are not available. In fact, we have talked about these issues in ICANN, and in fact, we could have a better presence, but the ILS are taken as an element, as an instrument to say, yes, we are democratic. But in the end, when we really want to have this importance, that really doesn't happen. And a proof of that is that we're discussing this problem. And then if we ask any of the directory or the other organizations if they have the same problems, very likely they don't have these kinds of problems. And that bothers me because, on the other hand, the voluntary work that we do, we could say that the job that we're doing is democratic and that we're participating, but in reality, it is not. We could make perhaps just one or two comments, and that's it. And we say, yes, but at the end, the decisions are taken by members of, by other members. In any organization, but the job that is being done couldn't be discriminated in this fashion. And I'm going to say again, we are all voluntary. We're doing voluntary work, but we are not participating in the discussion of this problem. On the other hand, I don't understand how it is possible that so far we haven't resolved the problem of translations in all the languages. In the meantime, I'm going to talk about the Spanish language. How it is possible that it takes so long for these documents in Spanish? We have those good boys doing voluntary work, and they don't get these documents. It is an important... We need to discuss and argue these documents so that we could have... So that we have a vibrant organization. Otherwise, we're just talking heads. Otherwise, you know, the words don't have any weight in the decision taking process. That's why we're requesting asking for the translation of the documents. because, you know, we could have just our members who speak English and that's it. But the idea is to create participation, to socialize our documents, to have a real conversation within ICANN, and the decisions that we take are not discriminatory.
Okay,
if they suspend the trips...
I just need to cut in. We at ALAC, we certainly understand, and people do as well. If we can just return to the focus on travel as part of a mechanism, the travel support is the opportunity for face-to-face meetings, either regionally or at the international meetings. I'm very aware that we have just under 15 minutes of call time left, and I'm equally aware that I think both Denise and Doug will be taking back with them from this meeting a very high degree of energy, effort and enthusiasm still maintained at the ALS and RALO level, but a great deal of concern about what all this actually means and how they might be interpreting it as a commentary, I suspect, on the worth of what we've been doing in the ALAC world for ICANN as volunteers who, in many cases, have been seconded and encouraged to join. I'd like to give the very generous staff of ICANN the opportunity to respond to some of what they may
have. This is Sergio Salinas. Can I make a comment?
As long as it's fast and relevant.
Oh, si es rápido y relevante. Si es relevante y si es rápido. Sí, por favor, siga. Yes. All participation is relevant in these kind of discussions in the first place. Without a doubt, when José Luis started talking, he was trying to talk about equality in opportunities of participation in terms of the travels of ICANN.
Understood.
In this case, we're not trying to get in a big tour. We just want to participate face-to-face, which was what Banda was talking about. In that sense, I think that they are just paying for representatives of the government that the government could pay for themselves, and not necessarily to get to finance this through ICANN. I think that civil society should finance those troubles because they are the ones who need to have these discussions. On the other hand, we would like to start to reframe really what is the participation of ALAC within this process. And I'm saying this because in the meeting of Puerto Rico, somebody from LACNI told me that really the participation of the users was totally didn't have a place. They didn't understand why. And I'm going to explain that, why it is important, why the troubles of the users have to be paid, because thanks to us, they get rich. And for that reason, they should at least pay for the travel so that we could argue and to improve the quality of internet in the world. Just for that reason, to give the society what they get out of the society. That's it.
Thank you very much, and I must say that many of us in the at-large world have been greatly tempted to start wearing T-shirts at ICANN meetings that read, Source of Registrant-Derived Funds. Doug, Denise, I'm aware that we now have just on 10 minutes left, and I do know that NARALO would very much like a response to the specific questions Evan raised, and I'm also aware that that was 20 minutes ago, and you might need Evan to reiterate them unless you're very good at note-taking. So Doug or Denise, who wants to pick up this ball, I'll toss it to you, and I'm sure Evan will be more than happy to repeat his points in short form if needed.
I think I have the points that Evan raised. Denise, shall I take this, or do you want to take it?
Sure. Go ahead and start, Doug. I have some other additional specific issues to address as well. Mm-hmm.
So, I think that you know, obviously,
Who is talking? I'm sorry.
Yeah, my name is Doug Brent. Okay. I think the first point, you know, even before responding just directly to Evan, we'll just say in general, thank you very much for setting this call up and inviting me to the call. It's been really informative to hear the comments that everyone has. I think that the first comment that Evan made was that the concern that this was a zero-sum game, that essentially this was increasing travel for GNSO or other constituencies at the cost of at-large. I think the second point that he raised was the note I took manipulated. Evan, can you help me there? What was your point there?
Well, just part of the process of the way this is done. I mean, why could we not have had this consultation in advance of some of those drafts?
Right.
There's
okay.
definitely a feel that something was done in a way to almost provoke a certain kind of pre-understood response, and this kind of thing of provoke-respond is just not the way I like dealing with these kind of issues.
Right. Third thing you raised was around revenues and the size of revenues and the expectation that revenues would go up substantially. And I'm not sure if I did. Were there other primary points that you had there?
Actually, I'd just like you to respond to a lot of the other things that were said. I didn't want to pay special attention to what I said. There's been a
okay.
lot of good points raised.
I mean, I think that first of all, in terms of was this a zero-sum game? Actually, the biggest change in just the underlying dollars here had to do with the fact that moving staff to travel at Coach for All meetings. So just to let you know that was probably the biggest single financial change in this, and that had a many hundreds of thousands of dollars impact on the budget, and that was the primary way, the primary funding source for the GNSO travel. I think in terms of revenue, I think there's undoubtedly the case that, ICANN revenue has substantially increased over the last couple of years, and there is the opportunity in the next couple of years that ICANN revenue could substantially increase. I think that there's no sense in which these travel policies should be viewed as, sort of no expectation of cut in revenue nor dramatic increase. Rather, what we should do is create the right policy for ICANN and see if there's a way to fund that. To me, it seems like the point of essence of what we're talking about, and I think Denise wants to get a word in here, but it seems like the essential point that everyone really comes back to the fact that at large is a different structure than the other structures of ICANN, and that with different needs, and that's the point that in this travel policy that sort of tries to treat all structures in the same way, that, the point you all are making very, very clearly is that that's not appropriate for at large, and that has to be considered separately. I think we have some time over the next year, during this fiscal year, to review that and, get up some specific at large approach that then gets broader community review and can meet people's needs. So that's my initial comment. Denise, it sounds like you had some comments you wanted to make.
Sure. And Cheryl, I'm happy to address the other specific issues that were raised. Would you like me to do that now, or do you have other speakers?
Well, I do have Vanda wishing to say something, and nobody else is frantically raising their hand or waving at me. I've only got five different windows open, so there's plenty of opportunity. I do realise we have short time and a lot to say, so any synopsis you can give us, realising this is a next step exercise, but an essential
right.
sharing.
Okay. So ultimately, the budget and travel funding are community decisions led by the board. And so I think it's important to keep in mind a few elements here. One, not nothing essentially will change for at large, primarily until the end, until a year from now. At the end of this fiscal year, around next June, we'll have a full review of the current travel guidelines, in addition to a full public consultation and building the next fiscal year budget. So there will be ample opportunity to discuss this, have community dialogue and input, and a full review and potentially revisions of how we handle the budget for the next fiscal year as well as the travel guidelines. There's also, I think, a grave misunderstanding of the intent of the board's resolution and in particular the term mature. I think it's important to keep in mind that the perspective and timeline for at large really starts in 2002 for the board. In 2002, every member of the at-large advisory committee was appointed by the board. There was no at-large structures, no regional at-large organizations, and essentially no staff. We're now in a position, of course, of having all of the at-large advisory committee members elected, except for the non-com appointees. We have five firmly established regional organizations, well over 100 at-large structures. We have three full-time staff to support the at-large community, and we have a at-large community that contributes regularly and very significantly to ICANN. That is the context in which the term mature was used. It was intended, as my understanding, and sitting through all of the board discussion on this, as a tribute to the success of at-large over the last 6 years, and I hope you take it in that spirit. The other context to keep in mind here is that there is a number of other communities within ICANN that have been demanding, asking
joined.
For travel funding. And so and the same challenges that at-large finds in terms of volunteering, not having company support, and needing to come to ICANN meetings, those are, we've heard similar issues from a number of other individuals and organizations and communities within ICANN, and the travel guidelines are an effort to address broader needs within the community. So we're trying to work with the community to find what the community feels is a fair and balanced approach to travel. At large, of course, as well as the other communities that participate in ICANN, are intended to be primarily online, collaborative, and decision-making efforts. We recognize the importance of face-to-face meetings, and we're attempting to strike the right balance to support probably a rotating number of individuals to attend ICANN face-to-face meetings. At the same time, we're increasing funding for translation, increasing funding, and providing new resources for online collaboration over the next year. As well as increasing staff support for outreach and recruitment for not only GNSO and CCNSO organizations, but also for at-large. And then in terms of some practical issues that have been addressed in the email list but haven't been mentioned today, we also like to provide funding for Jacqueline Morris and Hong Su to attend the Cairo meetings. Grandfathering, sort of the term grandfather them in, under the previous commitment and expectation to ensure that they can finish out their term as CCNSO liaison and IDN issue leader. We'd also like to support the two or three members at large who are key summit organizers to attend the Cairo meeting to ensure that the organization elements for the at-large summit are completed, and we will cover that out of the at-large summit budget. So I'm happy to answer.
Joined.
I'm happy to answer additional questions that come up.
Joined.
Okay. Can I just say the reason, Denise, you're getting all these people joining is that our try and speak. Cheryl speaking or attempting to here, the RAA briefing time has now come, and we've been encouraging people to dial in a few minutes early. I did just type, we must realise that we could fill three times the time we've had today, and I would suggest that our side of the community, and I would have thought that was a large marketplace of what ICANN would define as its community of interest and stakeholders, is keen to engage in a positive way in future discussions in the short term as well as the long term on this issue. We appreciate the opportunity to have this dialogue with both you, Denise, and Doug, but we also realise that it has been very little of a dialogue and more of a, I guess, individual diatribe from our side and an attempt to catch up on what we've been saying at you from yours. But what you need to take from this meeting, and I hope work with the leaders in the RALOs and obviously the ALAC and specifically the executive of the ALAC are at your service to work on this whilst we're still able to volunteer, is that we are very keen to find a positive outcome from this because we hope, we really hope, we have
joined.
We have misinterpreted the intent of this travel policy. We doubt, in fact we know, we are not the only community of interest within ICANN that is concerned, confused or outright enraged about some of the aspects of this. And we also know that it was our intent to put our comments early on in good faith, and no individual community can have an unreasonable overweighing or overbalance on anybody else's comments as well, and only you at the central hub have the opportunity to know how that mix works. But we want to talk, we want to dialogue, we want to see a way through, and we would like to think that we are an important part of community and policy making in ICANN, and that facilitation in translation, in face-to-face, regional or international, and indeed in what I think is missing here, and that is clearly letting your volunteers know they are valued.
French interpreter on English.
Joined.
I would want to echo the last statement that Cheryl made. I was just speaking to Carlos on instant messaging, and he asked me. Carlos is in Montevideo at the LACNIC meeting where he's doing some work with the IGF, but he asked me to point out for him, Carlos Aguirre, that is, that based on the travel policy, and he says that, you know, while his English is not that great, based on the travel policy as he reads it, it seems that the ALSs and the RALOs are not there. It doesn't seem to recognize that there are structures called ALSs or there's structures called RALOs, and or that they exist to do any work in ICANN. It seems that we have a multi-stakeholder model, but some stakeholders clearly are not considered important. That's the point he wants to make. He's sending something else. Yeah, I think that's what he wanted to say, that he was concerned.
Lena Ballar.
The multi-stakeholder model
joined
just does not recognize some stakeholders as important, and he makes specific reference to the RALOs. I really would, and it's echoing Cheryl's last statement, that we don't seem to have a value system there. I'm quite pleased to hear Denise say that my reading of the word mature in the context in which it's used is off, and I will accept that. It would be useful, though, if the document itself, the travel document, be severely readjusted. It really is a difficult document to read, and I'm a native English speaker.
Excuse me, who is talking?
Carlton Samuels. It really, the document itself is difficult to read in English. It would be even more difficult to translate it into Spanish. And since I represent a large Spanish-speaking constituency from La Corralo, that would be my first reaction to it. The document needs revision, severe revision. And I would recommend that that is done before it goes further.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carlton. I'm going to play my trump card and say, as chair, we must stop this very important conversation now, not for the lack of its importance or our desire to continue on in a positive way, but for the lack of time we have available. I've heard no less than, I suppose, half a dozen or more people join us who are here for the RAA briefing call. I would encourage everybody who has been on...
Yeah, this is Sergio. Can I say something?
I'm sorry, Sergio, that will have to go online. Thank you. We must call a halt now, but this is the beginning of a short, but I trust, intensive and productive conversation. And I'd like to thank both Doug and Denise. And it has to be short because, you know, things will go on and we have to deal with them sooner rather than later. Or we'll all fester in our interpretations and, I hope, misinterpretations of how we're being appreciated or not. I'd like to think that there will be some emails, some drafts.
Is it possible to make a comment? This is Sergio.
Who is this speaking? Sergio, if it can be in under 70 seconds, yes.
Yes, the only thing that I would like to ask is if we could meet tomorrow to continue with this discussion.
Okay. Thank you, Sergio. I doubt that tomorrow is possible, but I will ask staff to look at a future possibility or a mechanism where we can further this conversation in a mutually rewarding and productive manner. Thank you, Denise. Thank you, Doug. If you would like to stay for our RAA briefing, I would be amazed, but you're also more than welcome. And I would encourage anybody who's been on our first call to continue with our second. Thanks to the people at ADIGO, we have been told that we can, in fact, continue on with the French, Spanish, and English channel for the RAA briefing without disconnecting and reconnecting. So I will now, at 8 minutes past the hour and 8 minutes over the allocated time, call our first conversation on the travel policy document. Thank all those who have to leave us now, and we will now move on to the RAA briefing, and I will gratefully pass on to Bo, who's going to lead and coordinate this while I have a well-earned glass of water. Thank you all.
Thank you, Cheryl. I'm going to drop off now. Thank you very much. This is Doug Brown.
Thank you, Doug. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodbye. Denise Michelle.
Left.
Wanda Scartesini.
Hey, Wanda, what are you doing leaving? Come back.
Do we have Tim Cole?
Tim,
I believe I heard Tim
Left.
Earlier.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Left.
Now, are we using a different? We're using a different Connect.
Yes, there is a different Adobe Connect session.
Good. Okay, so if everyone who's in the travel procedure Q&A Connect now reboot and reconnect to the proper one, we'll all get started and perhaps we should do a little bit of a roll call. Hello, my name's Cheryl Langdon-Ori. I'm here.
This is Carlton. I'm still here.
Which is Carlton?
Arlene.
Alan and I'm here now.
Tim Cole, I'm here.
Veronica Konings, ICANN staff, also here.
Danny, I'm here.
Lena Ballard here.